You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today's guest is Max Baca, leader of Los Tex-Maniacs Conjunto Band. Max also, for many years, played alongside the infamous Tex-Mex supergroup, the Texas Tornadoes. A few months ago, Max came into town and performed at the Ava Amphitheater. It was backstage where I had the opportunity to interview him. Hello, Max. Thank you so much for taking the time to be interviewed. Please tell us a little about yourself.
My name is Max Baca, and I was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And that's where I grew up, and, you know, and then later on, some years later in 1997, I moved to Texas. And that was because I had joined a group called the Texas Tornadoes. And I toured with them guys for about 10 years with Freddie Fender, Flaco Jimenez, Doug Somm, and Augie Myers. But going back to my childhood, my father was a musician. He was an accordion player. And he was really popular in the local areas. You know, he really popular in the New Mexico and Arizona. And I remember when I was a kid, and I would go with my dad to play, because he told me, I need a bass player this next weekend. He took me to the pawn shop, and he said, you like this bass? And I said, yeah. He goes, okay, I'm going to buy you. You have to learn it by next weekend. So, so I did it. You know, I just learned the basic, you know. And I remember going, we would go to the reservation to play. And in Pahuake, you know, in Laguna. So we'd go play for the fiestas. And I remember my dad would play, and they'd come up to me, and they would tell him, we like that chicken scratch that you guys play. We really like that chicken scratch that you play. And I never knew what that meant, you know, until years later. Later on, until I got educated to what where that music comes from, you know. And so my first gig at the age of 5 years old, when my dad introduced me, he sat me down on a chair, and I learned two songs on the accordion. He debuted me, in other words, you know.
It was
Monterrey, the polka Monterrey. So that was the first song I learned. And the second song I learned was In the Mood. Glenn Miller, you know, yeah. So I never sang then. You know, I was too young. I didn't understand the Spanish. I didn't, you know, because I grew up, you know, going to school and, you know, speaking English and so forth. And as I got into, like, before high school, because I was playing this music, my dad's music, and it was singing in Spanish. So I started singing in Spanish. My dad told me, you got to learn how to speak Spanish because you're Mexican. You know, it's who you are. You know, you got to learn and keep. Be proud of your culture and where you come from, and you know, and you speak Spanish, he says. So I started trying to learn Spanish, you know. So by the time I was to my 20s, I guess, I was able to speak Spanish pretty good. You know, people sometimes ask me, you know, why do you do music, you know? You know, and I never say for the money, because later on, maybe the money will come, you know, if you know. But you have to play it for the love of it, for the love of the music, you know, from your heart. Otherwise, you become a commercial player, you know, and just to play to like a job.
Well, thank you so much, Max, for your time. I appreciate it. You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices, featuring Max Baca, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. To hear the full conversation, go to kxci.org.